Thank you, Lucas Buckley. Lucas has placed a listening device inside my car because that was the first song that popped up on my CD player waiting in line for today's COVID test, my 38th, I believe. It's not going to come back positive. Anyway, welcome. So what are your hobbies? I went through a whole bunch of hobbies. And I left a whole bunch out. Beekeeping. How many of you are beekeepers? I know some beekeepers in my circle of friends. I'm like, okay, how did you get into this? And then they explained it. And I found the whole thing fascinating. Some of you, as your hobby, you keep chickens and you produce eggs. Well, you don't, but the chickens do. Well, you might, but no, it's probably your chickens. And you give them or you sell them to neighbors. I mean, I want to know about you. When you think of, man, I can't wait to get home, and what is it? And don't be vile. I mean, not that I wouldn't voyeuristically enjoy the story, but tell that to me privately. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Mark in Buffalo. Mark, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Best of luck with your eye surgery on Thursday.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. Worst I can do is go blind.
Well, I have advanced glaucoma. We had talked before. The eye stuff is nothing to play with, but I think that you'll be okay.
Yeah, like I said, the surgery's not. That's nothing. It's just I'm hoping for results. Results, I tell you. And I'm in good hands.
My hobby is I've been an amateur astronomer since I was 5 years old, and I'm 58 right now. And in kindergarten, I saw three stars in a row, and it was the belt of Orion. And I got curious. So you can ask me pretty much whatever you'd like with astronomy. In fact, I kind of missed my calling. I should have been an astronomer.
Well, you know, astronomy is super fun, being an amateur astronomer. But obviously glaucoma is the pressure of the eye. Do you have your eye pressure under control? I mean, are you relatively sure you're going to keep your sight?
Yes, sir. In fact, my glaucoma is under control. They do the intraocular eye pressure where there's too much eye pressure and it causes permanent retinal and optical nerve damage.
Right.
I've lost 80% of my vision, even though when I was in the Navy, I was in the top 99 percentile with night vision. I used to be able to read a newspaper by moonlight, and it's still correctable to 2010. But I take my drops on a routine basis. I've had the laser surgery done. But
yeah, good. The reason I ask, 2010 isn't bad. The reason I ask is you're looking through a telescope. So the very first question that comes to mind is, what kind of telescope do you have? How powerful is it?
I use mini binoculars. They're called mini giants. It gives you a wider field of view, and you can still make out the most important things.
Well, can you make out the rings of Saturn with your mini binoculars?
Mini giants. Yes, sir, I can.
No kidding. Okay, that's impressive. When you look at Jupiter, have you been able to pick up a couple of the brightest moons of Jupiter?
Yes. In fact, I can see all four of the Jovian satellites, the four big ones.
Wow. These must be some pretty incredible binoculars, man.
You know what you can see with the naked eye, Tom? If you look at Orion, is my favorite constellation, and it comes up in the autumn in the southeastern sky around September, October, around 8, 9 o'clock at night. Look in the southeast. Look for three lines in a row. That's the belt. Orion's belt. And in one corner, you have Betelgeuse, and the other corner, you have Rigel. Underneath the belt is M42, which is a great Orion nebula. It's a star nursery. It's purple. It's like a purple haze. You can see it with the naked eye. If you look at it through binoculars or a telescope, it's stunning.
Oh, I have. I'm quite familiar with Orion because when I was a kid, I was a nerd, used to subscribe. Well, my father used to subscribe for me to Sky and Telescope. And I always thought, you know what? When I grow up, I want to buy a really, really nice telescope. And part of me still does. But I don't know that I'm around enough to enjoy it, and I'm not sure if it's going to do me much good.
My other hobby, if I could throw it out there, my other hobby is I study the UFO too.
Oh, okay. Now this is interesting. Obviously, you have an interest in extraterrestrial things, meaning, of course, the universe around us. And just really quickly, getting back to the whole astronomy thing as your hobby, One of the things that I think is very enlightening, especially when you are younger and you're looking at the craters on the moon, and then you're looking at Mars and Jupiter and the rings of Saturn. That's about the only planets I was ever able to make out because we didn't have the software then that said, oh, that's what that star is. But you realize what a big place the universe is, and it gets you to wondering, wow, what are we on this little dot? We're just another little dot in this giant sea of dots. What does it all mean? What is it all about? I mean, you can be very philosophical. It really does give you a sense of perspective. Now,
let me give you some perspective. Our Milky Way galaxy type SBB, a barred spiral galaxy, is 100,000 light years across by 15,000 light years in width. The speed of light is 186.424 miles per second. There are 200 billion stars in our galaxy. And one last thing is the language of science is mathematics. If you can't do math, then you're done with science.
Yes, this is quite correct, possibly why I did not become an astronomer. Now, that's very interesting, but you said astronomy and your other hobby is UFOs. How does somebody make UFOs a hobby? How do you pursue that?
Because I've seen them at night doing astronomy. I'm ex-military. I can differentiate between civilian, military, satellites. I mean, I can differentiate exactly what I'm seeing at night. In fact, I've got them on videotape in Florida in broad daylight with a civilian jet airliner in the footage. It's on VHS-C. I've been too lazy to go ahead and put it on a digital format.
Oh, you Maybe should.
You
should.
Email.
Call Chuck Eckert over at, Channel One Media? Chuck and Mary, they'll hook you up. They're on Main Street in Clarence. Just tell them I told you to go there. Only because I want them to make a copy because I want to watch it. So you've actually seen UFOs. That is something I've always wanted to see. I've never seen one. I really want to see an alien. I know people who have say you shouldn't, but I want to. You haven't seen an alien, have you?
Want to hear a scary one? There's a scary one.
Okay.
Is that I came out of the business lab. I'm an Auburn University graduate. This was 1987. I'm coming out of the business lab, and I'm walking north toward the Haley Center. And I look up, and there are two girls in front of me that are, like, freaking out. I look up, and if you put a Frisbee at arm's length, it would suck up about a third of the sky. It was jet black. And there were stars that would hit one rim of it and would come out the other rim. And the one girl goes, "What the hell is that?" And they scurried. They were visibly upset.
Well, it almost sounds like they're using nonlinear optics to create a cloaking situation.
It was darker than black.
Yeah, but when you talk about when you talk about the stars, to me, that's what that would indicate. Unless the aliens have an even better technology. Okay, well, but you've never seen. I want to just be real clear about this. You've never seen an alien.
No, in fact, I kind of avoid them. They're kind of pesky.
Well, I don't want to avoid them. I'll be the guy saying, I don't care if you eat me. Just take me away and show me your planet, and then you can dine on me. Enjoy. I mean, that'll be the
Tom,
time I say
worthy?
Eat me to somebody, and they might take me up on it. It's a cookbook!
Are you worthy of the aliens? That's the question. Are you worthy?
Maybe they'll put me in a specimen box, which maybe I should be there anyway. But as far as astronomy, that is super cool. Do we have any other astronomers out there? Do we have any other UFO aficionados out there who actually have photographic proof? Because, Mark, before I let you go, I must tell you, over the years, I have been scammed by callers to this program and other programs who insist, I've got unbelievable pictures of UFOs over Lake Ontario. I'll send them to you. They never come.
All right, Tom, it's like what's the name of that organization where you told me to go make the copy? What's it called again?
Channel One Media. I think that's the name. Channel One, and the guy is Chuck Eckert, along with Mary Money.
And
no
Chuck,
relation to William.
You're easy to find with the Odyssey, with your email. Look for an email from me within a month or two.
Okay, cool enough. Thanks very much.
Right. Thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you. Chuck has done a lot of work for me. He's I pay, okay? Just like anybody else, I pay, but he does a good job. It is 2:45 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I might get a professional discount and a professional courtesy, but that's about it. I mean, I'm just being upfront with you, you know? Just I don't like there to be any awkward, well, wait a minute. It's a lot easier to be honest than it is to just mess around, folks. Let's go to Neil in Forestville on WBEN. Neil, my hobby is lying to my listeners.
Excellent. You're doing quite well then.
No, thank you. No, I'm kidding. Because you get caught in one lie and you're done. Anyway, you have hobbies. We're doing hobbies today. It can be the greatest topic ever, or it could suck wind. But so far, it's all right.
My hobbies tend to roll with the seasons. You know, it's like right now, it's fishing, kayaking. Like I said, I love to observe the sky. It doesn't matter what time of year it is.
It's actually easier to do it in the winter when the air is crisp.
There's less bugs, too.
Well, yeah, I guess being in Forestville, of course, anywhere in the, you get a hot summer, muggy night. That's not a real good time to stargaze, but middle of winter, used to bring that telescope out, my Tasco telescope that my old man got with all these cigar bands he'd paid. Seemed like a fair trade, throat cancer for a telescope.
Well, the only problem with the telescope is you can only watch a narrow view of the sky. I love to see shooting stars, and, I'm foolishly making wishes on them all the time, but...
What do you wish for?
You can't tell anybody what you wish for.
Sure you can. I know exactly. You wish for the return of Donald Trump. I know this already.
I'm sure I wish for your recovery on your heart attack.
Oh, don't worry about that. That's all. See, I appreciate the thoughts and prayers and everything, but I feel like, no, I don't want the sympathy, number one. Number two, my faith is such that I don't worry about such things that are out of my hand. I don't give it a thought. But as far as stargazing, shooting stars, have you ever seen any of the comets that have come around? We had, remember Kohoutek in 75 and Halley's Comet a few years ago, the once-in-a-lifetime event?
I've actually seen Halley's twice, once I was when I was a kid and for the recent passing.
How old are you? It's a once-every-76-year event.
I thought the Halley comet came around twice. It was once in the 80s, right?
No, Halley's is once every 76 years, as I recall. Lucas, if you can look that up, I think it's once every 76 years, but nobody sees Halley's comet twice. Nobody.
Maybe it was the Hale Bob comet that everybody got on with their sneakers.
Yes, I remember that one. I feel so disappointed. Once every 76 years on Halley's? Yep, all right. Yeah, you've not seen Halley's comet twice.
I love grilling. I love cooking. I love getting people to experience new things that I know to enjoy and, trying to stretch somebody else out into a world that they've never seen before.
When's the last time you've done that? What was it?
I was a ski instructor for almost 25 years. Getting somebody to the top of a hill that's scared of heights or just afraid they can't do something and giving them the knowledge and the confidence to be able to do that has been like a motivator in my life forever.
You know, it's interesting you mention that because I think skiing is a great confidence booster. And my very simple motto with skiing is if you can ice skate, you can ski.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I always told everybody until they try it and then they fall down. And I'm like, well, it's a thing that's in your life forever. You have to get up. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You have to get up every day.
This is true. Now, literally the first time I went skiing, I did the bunny hill twice. I said, oh, is this all? And then we're doing the difficult runs. And I was totally comfortable because I was a good ice skater. Water skiing, now water skiing, maybe do we have any water skiing hobbyists out there? It's fun, except when you're first learning how to do it, you're going to receive an unexpected natural enema.
There wasn't enough room in our friend's boat one time. I skied from Mickey Rath to Sunset Bay.
And being that you were going from bar to bar, that was over dry land, which made it especially exciting. Sparks going everywhere.
One hand and one ski in the air.
Oh, my God. All right. So you were a ski instructor. I mean, how many – all right, Neil, thank you very much. I'm happy you called in. So he's got a wide range of interest depending on the season. So how many beekeepers do we have out there? How many amateur pilots do we have out there? See, I mean, these are things that I want to know about you. I want to know what it is you do so I can be a better talk show host for you. I want to speak to you and your world. How many amateur parachute fans do we have out there? A friend of mine recently took his very first jump. He was affixed to or tethered to the instructor. And I guess they free fell for about a minute. This was over Niagara County, a county I'm coming to love more and more, by the way. Delicious beaches, that microclimate, my God. But anyway, he enjoyed it. He said it was quite a rush. I would like to try it, but unfortunately, that's one of the things I can't do. How many scuba divers do we have out there? I mean, what are your passions? What are your hobbies? What are your pastimes? Now, the one thing I have to ask you, Lucas is saying, don't call in if you don't want to come on the air. If the very first words you're going to say when you call in are, I don't want to go on the air, but please don't call. Lucas does not need gray hairs at his young age, and that's going to give him gray hairs. It's going to raise his blood pressure, and it's just going to make for an awkward situation all around. But this is about you telling everybody about your hobbies and what you are into doing, how you got started with it. And there are so many things: boating, parachuting, flying. Some of you brew beer at home. Some of you are amateur cooks at home. See, there's such a wide arena of human endeavor and human fun that I want to get into your heads a little bit, okay? Some of you might paint. You might be amateur painters. Honestly, it's kind of pointless to call in right now because by the time we get to set up to go on the air, it's going to be, well, I've got to take another break. So wait until about 5 minutes after three to call. But I've got a good feeling about this topic because every time my brain goes off in a different direction, I realize that you guys have pastimes and hobbies, things you enjoy doing. Some of them are kind of mainstream, like you like to hike, you might like to snowshoe, you might like to snow ski, you might like to water ski, whatever. Some of them are a little bit, I'll say eccentric, beekeeping. Let's put it this way. Most people fear bees. Oh, it's a bee. Get the bee away from me. Ah! I'm rather fond of bees, except those damn yellow jackets, hornets. Not a big fan of those. No. Why God put those on Earth, I have no idea. Probably just to put me in anaphylaxis. But, he's got other plans. But what are your hobbies? This is your buddy's attempt to get into your brain and what you like to do. Classic cars. I get so many classic car pictures every single day. Speaking of which, I left out a big one. Photography. Photography is huge with many of you. You've got tens of thousands of dollars in photographic equipment. Some of you, and I can't imagine where the fun is in this, some of you enjoy restoring old cars, buying old cars and restoring them. Frankly, I don't have the skill for that. And I don't have the patience for that. I don't know how to do it. I don't think I have the patience to do it. And I think it would be a colossal pain in the butt. I mean, especially with spare parts. You got a 1930 Model A. I'm sure there's companies that make replicas of them. But it's got to be pretty hard to track down certain parts for your little baby. But what I have to say about cars, at least once a week, is cars of yesteryear. And we had one pass this yesterday on, I forget what road, in Niagara County. But we had one pass this yesterday that it was, all I can say is the cars of yesteryear, and I'm talking 70s even, and before, they had their own personalities. They had their own voice that spoke to you. Today's cars are generic. I saw a Mercedes yesterday. It might as well have been a Honda or a Toyota or a It might as well have been a Saturn. Seriously, it did absolutely nothing for me. Not to pick on Toyotas. Also saw BMW with plenty of personality. It was one of the costlier ones. He drove it like it was, too, about 110. Anyway, I was not in close pursuit, but I did admire the vehicle. You know why? Because it had personality. It's like the new Corvettes. I think they've got more personality now than they ever had. The newer models, oh, every one of you who drives the newer Corvettes, oh my goodness. I'm not jealous, but I think good for you. And try driving it in December. Okay, it is, 2:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. What is or are your hobbies? What do you like to do? Don't call now, but you can wait and call at about 5 minutes after 3 when the news wrapping up, because I can't stand keeping people on hold for extended periods of time. It makes me feel so selfish of your time. But the number to call at that point will be 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Lucas Buckley at Master Control, Tom Puckett coming up in mere moments with everything you need to know from the world around us. I did that for Tim Wenger as a remembrance of Jim McLaughlin. An award-winning look at the world around us. Wenger's remembering. We used to have a show called Newsday at Noon way back when. It was a great show. I worked at the other radio station. I listened to it religiously.